Hidden History. Let's catch up with Charles Fay, our historian here on the Wake Up Call for Hidden History. Charles, good morning to you.
Morning, Mark.
So today, the Castlemaine Town Hall. Beautiful building and recently renovated.
Yeah, wonderful building. It was designed by a firm of Melbourne architects, Wilkinson, and Permuen, and apparently it came out of a competition in 1898, and the foundation stone was laid in August 1898, and the building was built by a McBean, who was a local Castlemaine builder. He was responsible for parts of the hospital and parts of Thompson's Foundry.
It's amazing, you know, back then they loved the old competitions, didn't they? Because if you think about it, you know, there's been over the years a number of competitions of an architectural type to build iconic buildings.
Yeah, I suppose it's a way of, I mean, it's a way of getting architects to compete with one another and come up with an original design.
Yeah. Now, I was looking at a picture of it before, and then when we were talking off air, you were telling me that if you went from Eagle Hawk to Castlemaine, you thought you were seeing double. No, you'd actually be seeing that they are very similar buildings.
Very similar indeed, yeah. But if you sort of fell asleep in drunk in Eagle Hawk and woke up in Castlemaine, it is virtually the same building, but there are some very interesting differences. I mean, the one thing that sort of distinguishes Eagle Hawk, I suppose, is its siting. I mean, it's got that wonderful siting on the sort of junction of the road, so in a sense it dominates the town. But the Eagle Hawk people went one step further than the Castlemaine people, and if you look at the clock towers, the Eagle Hawk clock tower has a clock, whereas the onion dome on the Castlemaine Hall is just glass.
Right. Any idea why that was, or money, or?
I haven't got a clue, Mark.
Okay. Sorry, put you on the spot there, but that's interesting. The town halls back in the day, like, they really sort of dominated the landscape as a central place for people to meet, gather, and a real point of community, weren't they?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're also a tremendous sign of civic pride. I mean, if you think of both Castlemaine and Eagle Hawk, they're both built at the end of the 19th century, and at a time when I think both of those towns were, you know, not in great economic health. And it's a symbol of, I think, to sort of say that, you know, we're going to sort of survive.
I guess, like a lot of things too, you know, there was a period, up until fairly recently, where a lot of these iconic buildings did fall into disrepair. And it's great to see that, you know, only recently council have made sure that renovations have been done so it can recapture previous glories and again become a focal point for the community.
Yeah, and again, I think it's also part of heritage legislation that both of those buildings are on the National Victorian Heritage Register, so they are protected, one hopes, by heritage legislation. And I think in the case of the Eagle Hawk Town Hall, they've found a sort of wonderful reuse of the building, turned it into a fantastic cinema.
The styling is really good. And, you know, just finally, like, looking at this, I see McBean built a number of other buildings at Castlemaine too, part of the hospital and Thompson's Foundry. But the building was sort of, Queen Anne, but elements of Dutch Renaissance as well. So it's quite an interesting design.
Yeah, and it's what they also call a pavilion design. So if you look at both those buildings, there's that central, I mean, I suppose, clock tower, and on either side of it, there's what are called pavilions, those projecting sides on the left and the right.
Right, okay. Well, there you
and,
go.
And it's, I mean, we could talk about the orders of the pilasters too, if you like. They're sort of...
What's that?
What's called composite.
And what does that mean to the layman?
It means it's a mixture of Corinthian and Ionic.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm glad you told me that, because I would have had no idea. But nonetheless, it is a marvellous building and always good to look.
Well, both marvellous buildings, Mark.
Yeah. Well, that's true too, yeah. And, of course, the one in Eagle Hawk now, Star Cinema in Eagle Hawk. You can go there and watch a movie and have a drink. Beautiful. Happy days. Hey, Charles, always good to chat. Thank you for that, and we'll talk again next week.
Okay, catch you.